You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. On the road of life, you can't stop. You can't stop moving. Keep move. Keep that pace. You
switch into gear. Let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working. It's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher, another notch. Keep it steady. Don't watch the clock. Go round, round.
Greetings, 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 my visionary dreamers. How's everybody doing on Let's Talk Sunday? This is Adion, your dream pusher, and today's topic is peer pressure destroying your truth? I'll be right back.
We are learning, always turning later. Cannot stop the time. Always merging into lanes that better suit us as we ride.
Switch it up.
Switch into gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher, another notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock. Go round.
To those who are just tuning in for the first time, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bull. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk doing a damn thing the best way we can, and that's all we can ask of ourselves. Now, this show is pre-recorded because I had a lot to do, and last week, I just want to apologize, but it was my birthday weekend, so I decided to get some me time, and the only way I could let y'all know that it's postponed is to change the date on the platform. So if you miss it, I'm trying to figure out another way, but that's the best way. Anywho, I am back and it feels good to be back. And for some reason, it just feels like I've been gone for so long. I don't know what it is. But anyway, I'm going to get to the topic. But before that, let me clarify what this show is all about for the newcomers. Chronicles of Living is just that. It's about the history of living, the past, the present, the future. You know, I talk about things that we can look at and questions we need to ask ourselves so that we can work at becoming the best versions of ourselves so that we can make our dreams, our visions, and our goals become reality. And get rid of a lot of baggage in our life that sometimes we don't even know exist. Okay, I think that's fair to say. A lot of times we go through life from childhood to adulthood and we are battling certain inner demons that we don't even know we have. And at different moments, different people that we come across, maybe it be a friend, a loved one, maybe a family member, a girlfriend, boyfriend, spouse, can just trigger something that has been tucked deep inside of you, the root issue to why you do certain things and why you react in certain ways to certain things and certain people. These are the topics that I talk about because in order to pursue our dreams and our visions, these are the things that we have to cut at the root, you know. And as I always say, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. So this topic is peer pressure destroying your truth. It came about because Throughout the week, I had been talking to different folk, and for some reason, it just kept coming up in a conversation, whether it was a younger person or older person. But for some reason, the idea of peer pressure in my mindset as I was listening to the person I was talking to set in, you know, that this person was under peer pressure. And this is why they did some of the things that they did. So let me just say the definition of peer pressure. Y'all know I work at giving y'all the definitions when I can, when I think about it. But peer pressure is influence from members of one's peer group. And it also can mean a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age or social group in order to be liked or respected by them. Yeah, think about that for a minute. Because it doesn't stop when you leave school. For some reason, peer pressure carries on to adulthood. And now that social media is so relevant in everyone's life, peer pressure is like at an all-time high, in my opinion. When I think of people, and you think about Instagram and the different people wanting to look so perfect, and you know, females pretty much displaying everything. You know, and that's not to show, I mean, to throw any shade, but I'm just pretty much pointing out, you know, everybody's working at outdoing the other with how big the booty is or how big the breast is. And instead of just loving themselves for who they are, who they were created to be. Now, I'm not against enhancements. You know, if you don't feel comfortable with things on your body, you know, with yourself, just make sure you're doing it for you, not you're doing it for your friends to like you and you want to be in the in crowd, or, you know, for your boyfriend or your husband, because that boyfriend or that husband might just not be there. And then you had all of these things done to your face, your body, and all of this, and all of a sudden, it didn't keep them. That's not what keep friends. That's not what keep someone that you believe love you. People love you for you. People that have morals, people that are not fake or just leading life through the status quo, and they're not living by the whole fame or the whole media status and all of that, but they real genuine friends, they're going to love you for you. Whether you're skinny, you're fat, you're green, you're purple, whatever, they're going to love you for you. You don't have to put on a performance. You don't have to do something that makes you uncomfortable in order to keep real friends. I did a show a few weeks back with a couple of my real friends that I've known for years. One goes back to the womb. My God sister goes back to the womb. We knew each other before we didn't know each other. I mean, I don't know. Let me just leave that alone. But basically, we didn't know each other before we was born, that we were going to wind up knowing each other. I guess if I could say it that way. Anyway, yeah, and these are still my friends till today, through all the things that I've been through, all the obstacles, and I have a few more real friends that I can call my true real friends that don't want nothing from me, you know, but just that friendship, you know what I mean? Just to have a conversation, to talk to check up on, to go out with, to laugh with, and things of that, to cry with at sometimes, you know. But we don't have to prove anything to each other. We don't have to, just because I got a podcast show. They don't have to have a podcast show, or because, you know, I have a blog or whatever, you know, they don't have to have a blog unless that's what they want, which I'm helping two of my close friends with their blog for their interests. But they're not going to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not them. They need to do what it is that God put on them to do. One is into, she always loved dogs. And I pretty much was like, yo, you got to get this going. You got to get your blog up. You got to, you know, and I'm going to help you with it. And the other one is into event planning. And, you know, so it's like everybody in this lifetime has something different to offer the world. And it might just be in the same vein, you know, like, for example, the one that's into events planning, I've done events planning and we work together. So yeah, it is inevitable that we both like doing that, but it's just that she wants to really pursue it more. And since I know how to do it, I'm able to be a friend and help her with some of the things, to put some of the things together, you know, for her business. So, but I don't want to do my business exactly like hers, you know. I don't have to feel like if I don't have that type of business, or they don't have to feel like if they don't have the things that I'm doing going on, that they're any less. But this is what happens, you know, people are in competition with each other, and it's sad because it's like when you're sitting there wanting to impress everybody else, you're wasting all of this time impressing everybody else. First of all, that's a full-time job. You, every day, you got to wake up to worry about what you're wearing and how you wear your hair and things of that nature in order to fit in order, well, in your mindset, in order for people to like you, you know. I was talking to a young girl in high school, young girl, and we had this conversation, and she was telling me how, you know, she really don't want to smoke the weed or drink and things of that nature, but she don't want to feel like, you know, she used other words, but like a party pooper. She wants to be cool. She want to be in the in crowd, but yet she really feels bad when she's doing it. But yet she don't, you know, she don't want to let her friends down. And I had to let her know, like, listen, boo-boo, they are not your friends if you say no and they just, you know, shun you. They just like, oh, well then go home, get away from us. That's not, those are not your friends. If you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. Don't ever compromise yourself just to hang with folk. Because, and she said it herself as we were talking, she was like, you know, I get that I might not even know these people or be friends with them after high school. I'm like, right. So why would you compromise yourself now for that type of friendship? And I told her, I said, how about maybe you need to set a new trend? Maybe you need to be the one to stand up and say, no, I'm not doing this. This is not good for us. It's not good for our health. And, you know, something bad can come out of any type of situation, or, you know, whenever we're in an environment and we're high. Something can happen really bad. And then what? We're all in deep trouble. And now our whole life might be screwed up from it. Anything can happen. You know, people can overdose or, you know, things of that nature. And I'm not saying that I never smoke weed. I never drank. But what I'm saying is I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to try it for myself. It wasn't really about everybody else. I just wanted to try it. And, you know, I stopped when I wanted. I tried cigarettes one time and I just was like, no, it's not for me. Even though other people continued to smoke cigarettes, I was like, oh, I don't know why y'all like that, you know, but I never judged. That was their thing. When I stopped smoking weed, I never judged. That was their thing. You know what I'm saying? I still drink a little wine, but I drink by myself sometimes. You know what I mean? I don't drink because everybody else drink. I'm not trying to keep up with shots with everybody else. That's just not, you know what I mean, where I'm at. Maybe back in the high school years, but I think, well, not think, I know I've always been more of a leader. And when you think about it, if God made us to follow our peers and do things just because everybody else is doing it, we wouldn't have leaders. We wouldn't have leaders. Everybody would just be all doing the same thing, looking the same way. You know, we wouldn't have leaders to help direct or structure different things. We wouldn't have business owners or, you know, things of that nature. We wouldn't have people that's leading by example, in other words. Everybody would just be grouped up. And the thing is, you know, the way media has things these days, it's just sad, because when I think about Hollywood, for example, you know, everybody is, not everybody, but a lot of the females, you know, they're getting the butt injections. And not even just with Hollywood, outside of Hollywood, they're getting them. And then you hear these news reports of different women. They got, was it cement? Somebody shot cement in their behinds. And now it's like they're real sick and they're just going through. I can't explain no other way, but I heard a story, a couple of stories, not even just one. It has been a few where they went to different people and they call themselves saving a dollar, all because they want to have the big booty and now their health is at risk. At such a young age, you know, go do some squats if you want a big butt. Me, I'm trying to keep mine under control as it is. I don't know why y'all all trying to get a big butt. But yeah, so, and also when you think about peer pressure, you think about the fact that obviously there are some deep-rooted issues that is pretty much harming your self-esteem in some way. Your confidence level is down. Because if you had confidence in who you were, if you knew who you were, you wouldn't be following the trends. You would be walking in your own lane. You would be creating your own lane. You would be focused on the things that God put on your heart to do. See, we walk around here and we worry about everybody's thoughts of us, the words, and what do they think about me? What, you know, all of this. We worry about that. Me, I'm so glad I don't give a flying 2 cents about what people think about me. Long as I'm happy with me, that's all that matters. And I have my own stuff that I've worked throughout the years to get me to the point that I am today without bringing in other people's views and words and thoughts and opinions of me. You know what I mean? You have to learn how to walk through life for yourself. You have to stop allowing your feelings and your emotions to create your actions. You have to start thinking to yourself like, okay, you know, everybody's doing X, Y, and Z, but how do I feel about this? And when you don't feel good about it, you have to stay true to you, regardless of everybody else. There's been so many celebrities that you see had so much money and had such a large group of friends that surrounded them, and then they lost all their money, and guess what? All the friends too. But they really weren't friends. They were really people that were just around because of their status quo. And so you gotta start staying true to you. When you create your own lane, people will respect you more. The people that supposed to be in your life. Let's say that. Because when you start walking in your truth, oh, know this. There will be many that will fall to the wayside. So be prepared for that. And just know it's a good thing. Because everybody can't go where you're going. Everybody is not supposed to go on your full journey. And once you have that in your head, you'll get the strength to say no when you just are not with it, when you're not feeling that it's the thing for you. I was talking to another guy, older guy, and he was telling me how he was smoking a cigarette. And I asked him, I said, why are you smoking that cigarette? You know, and he was like, I promise you, I never smoked before, but I did some time. And when I did the time, you know, while I was doing the time, I picked up this habit of smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. And I was like, well, were you stressed? And he was like, no, I wasn't stressed, but everybody was drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. And I just wanted to be cool. I just didn't want to be the one that didn't do it. I was like, wow, you a whole adult. I'm saying to myself, I mean, he was a cool dude, but I'm saying to myself, it just carries over to adulthood. Everybody feel like they have to do what everybody else is doing to fit in. So imagine how many people went to jail when he was in jail and didn't smoke cigarettes before they went, but had the same mentality and started smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee just to fit in. Imagine how that domino, like who started the domino effect? You know, at the end of the day, somebody started that whole domino effect. And then at the end of the day, now all those people that went in that probably never smoked a cigarette before and came out that now became addicted to smoking cigarettes, how many of them are going to wind up getting cancer, dying, getting lung cancer, just, you know, losing their life all because of peer pressure? Y'all get that? That's deep. All because of peer pressure and wanting to be in the in crowd. Now you got a nasty habit that's killing you day by day. All because you wanted to be in the in crowd and look cool. That's crazy. You know what I mean? And again, that's no shade, but I like to observe and kind of like analyze stuff, you know? Another kid that I was talking to, I was asking him, like, what are your dreams, you know? And he was like, well, my dreams have been over a long time ago. I did some time and, they're gone. I can't, you know, do what I want to do. And I was like, why would that stop you? You know? And he said the same thing. Pretty much he was doing something, following the in crowd that he knew he wasn't supposed to do. And he got caught up, you know? And I'm like, but you still can pursue your dream. So people get caught up, again, from peer pressure. And then sometimes you get caught up to the point that you get a not so great result from it that can kind of can hold you back, but I'll say that will make your journey a little tougher. I'm gonna say it that way, because even though you might go in and do some time, prison time, that's not gonna hold you back. There are plenty of people that I know that did time and they came out and they had to figure it out, But they found a way around, and now they are entrepreneurs and they are doing very well for themselves. So that is an excuse. But because you already had the mentality of feeling like you had to be in an in crowd, you already had a low self-esteem about yourself, your confidence level wasn't up to begin with, now you feel like, oh, it's over. And you're young. This guy was young. He was still pretty much high school or getting out of high school, just got out of high school, one or the other. And so you're counting your whole life over all because you did something that you allowed the peer pressure to draw you into, and then it had a result on you that you wasn't expecting, and now you don't know what to do with that result. You don't know how to work around that repercussion. You see how a simple thing, and it's not simple, but a thing such as peer pressure can just have you so upside down with your own life, with your own truth, that you can't figure a way out. So this is why you gotta follow your truth, guys. You have to follow your truth. Just do a test. You want to know who is your true friend, who is supposed to stay and who is going to fall to the wayside one day. Start saying no to the things that you don't want to do. Start saying no to the things that make you uncomfortable when you go out with your group of friends, when you have a group of friends that's gossiping about someone, and you know in your heart that it's bad. You know in your heart that it's not cool. And sometimes when you're in groups, and I remember when I was younger, and you're in so-called groups of friends, they could be gossiping about someone, and they could be gossiping about a friend that's within a group. And you know it. You know that, okay, this friend comes around the same group, but why are they talking about her or him like that? Understand this. If they're talking and gossiping about a friend that is in the inner group, then they could do the same thing to you. So don't laugh and don't join in a conversation. That's peer pressure. Whether you're an adult, whether you're a child, you know, a teenager, it's peer pressure. Why don't you be the one that speak up and say, you know what, y'all, I don't really want to talk about this. Let's change the topic because this is not cool. That person is, you know, whatever they're going through, whatever issue, but what if you were going through it? You know, flip the script on them and let them know, like, look, nobody's perfect in this group. So who are you to judge them or talk about them? Because at the end of the day, what somebody will do in front of you to somebody else, they are capable of doing that to you. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. Trust me, I've been a victim to that a couple of times. Thinking, oh, they'll never do that to me. And yeah, they did. So not saying I'm perfect, but I'm just saying. So yeah, start saying no to people and you will find out who really loves you for you. You know, start speaking up and saying like, you know, I'm really not comfortable with this. I really don't want to, if you got a girlfriend that dress a certain way and you're not feeling it, but you just dress that way just to be cool, let her know. You know, listen, this is not me. I don't want to dress this way. Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much talking to the young people, but I guess I need to talk to the old people too. I'm not old, but I'm just saying, because I'm having conversations with people from so many different age groups. I talked to one guy and he had a whole government job and traded that in to sell drugs, which a lot of people, well, some men fall victim to, in different environments. Again, peer pressure. Peer pressure. You thinking that, okay, you'll make out greater because you see the drug dealer seem like he has more money than you. You working your ass off, you know what I mean, day to day. But at the end of the day, you have a sound job. You have stability, you know, where the drug dealer is living life day by day, not knowing the outcome. So, you know, these are the people that I talked to over the week, and these were the situations that were presented to me. So I just thought that it would be good to talk on this topic because I just found it, I don't know what's the word I want to use, but I just felt like it needed to be talked about because it wasn't just one person that I had a conversation with. It was like four different people from high school age to probably my age, to 50, that talked about how them doing something on a peer pressure level changed their life, let's say that, in a not so great way. So if that came to me from that group of people back to back, I just felt like, okay, let's use that as a topic, you know? Yeah, so just understand that when you are following the in crowd, you are neglecting your assignment. You are neglecting your purpose. You are neglecting your dreams and your visions because you are following someone else's dreams and visions as to how they want to look, how they want to act, what they want to do. You're distracted by all the things that they're doing, your peers are doing, just to appease them, to be cool, to be in the in crowd. You're distracted. This is what the so-called enemy uses to keep us from pursuing our dreams and our visions. And when we don't pursue our dreams, our visions, our assignments, guess what? So many other people lose out. All the people that your assignment, your purpose, your dream was created for within you, that is supposed to, you know, encourage and inspire people, they're losing out. They're losing out. If I wanted my podcast show to be like everybody else's, then these topics wouldn't reach you. They wouldn't help you because I'm so busy following somebody else's podcast show or wanting to make mine exactly like somebody else's because maybe they have a lot of followers or things of that nature. You know, I'm doing me. I'm doing what God put on my heart to do from week to week. Whatever topic God puts on my heart to talk about, that's what I'm doing. I'm not worried about what everybody else is doing with their podcast show. I've had plenty of people say, oh, you should do this because that person and this podcast and that. No, I'm an individual. I have my own mindset, my own creativity, my own uniqueness about me, and my own way of motivating, inspiring, and encouraging people. So if I go and pursue somebody else's way, I might not connect to you in the way that I am. So with that being said, I'm just going to let this whole topic go, but definitely just stay true to you. You know, I got a show called Stay True to You, Boo. I got a show called Are You Living by Other Standards? And they all touch on the same rim. So if you want more, definitely go and check out those shows. But stay true to you. You know, walk in your truth. And whoever don't like it, kick rocks. That's it. Whoever don't like it, kick rocks. But at the end of the day, when you stay true to you, you will not regret your decisions. You will not regret your choices. As long as you are not being led by your emotions and by your feelings. As long as when you make decisions and choices in life, you have a clear head. You sit, you think, and you know. and you feel in your gut, you listen to your inner intuition, let's say that. You listen to your higher self and you feel good about the decision that you make. Whenever you're uneasy about something, most likely you shouldn't do it, okay? Unless it's something that's taking you out of your comfort zone and it's a part of your purpose, you know, because sometimes when you walk outside of your comfort zone and it's a part of your purpose and you, God wants you to step up to the next level as it pertains to your dream and your purpose, sometimes you can feel a little uneasy about it because it's something that you're not used to doing. So if it's for the good, then definitely walk. Just do it. Do it afraid. Okay. But if it's something that's making you feel uneasy and you know it's bad, you know that there's going to be some repercussions or could be if you get caught, don't do it. Stay true to you, boo. Okay? Stay true to you. Walk in your truth. And who don't like it, kick rocks. That's it. No matter who it is, you have to stay true to you. And the real friends, the real true people that's supposed to be in your life will be there. Because when you down and out, that's when you know who really got your back. That's when you know who your true friends are. Okay? So remember that. And until next Sunday, I will talk to you guys then. I know I've been pretty much MIA on YouTube and all of that, but I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm just going to keep it real with y'all. And I'm like a little octopus over here, and it will all be worth it. The wait will all be worth it because everything will be totally structured out very good. And you will enjoy all the things that I have been working on. Okay. So I want to thank y'all for your support. Thank you for always coming back. Even if you fall off for a little bit, I thank y'all for always coming back, for sharing the show, for liking the show, for downloading and, subscribe to the YouTube channel, because I'm telling y'all, it's some good stuff coming y'all way. Trust me, I know I keep saying that, but it really is. This editing stuff is just more than I expected. That's all it is, okay? So, till next week, this is A. Dion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real boobs. And you are listening to Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life, you know, us extraordinary folk. And oh, thank you for purchasing the books, guys. Thank you so much. Definitely email me at adionyourdreampusher@gmail.com. If you got any feedback or, you know, any topics you want me to talk about, but thank you for purchasing Visionary Dreamers 90-Day Journal and Transform Your Life, Discover Your Purpose by April A. Dion Williams on Amazon and Barnes & Nobles. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, okay? I love, love, love you guys. Until next Sunday. Peace out. Deuces. Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit chroniclesofliving.com. Until next time, this is Adion, your dream pusher. I love you guys.